morning, Cecil Pendergrass here.
Good morning, Darla Bonk.
Good morning. This is Tamara Pigott. I want to go ahead and kick off this call by asking Commissioner Pendergrass to welcome everyone.
Yeah, thank you all for calling this morning. And none of us thought, I believe, a month ago when we last met that we'd be doing this today. It's so unfortunate, and my heart and prayers go out to everyone that's lost either their homes or businesses or a loved one. This storm has impacted our whole county and all the cities here within Lee County, and I just want to say to your group, thank you for being patient. We will get through this. We're doing it now by working together, all the cities, the county, local, and federal government, and this is something I was born and raised here, and I think Darla's on the phone. She's been here, too. This is a storm that my parents, my grandparents always talk about, even when I was a kid, that we hope it never happened. I was born after Hurricane Donna. My parents were here during Donna. They lost their home off of DeLeon. But this is a storm that we all hope would never happen. It was the worst case nightmare for us based upon tide, surge, time of day, and the angle of the storm. And this has been devastating to our barrier islands. And so we're going to have to all work together and help the town of Forest Beach and Sanibel and all the incorporated areas that's been impacted. And one thing I've been talking about is nobody's really touched on this. I'm always looking way ahead, and that's something I do the day after the storm, is I was thinking about how many jobs this is going to impact throughout the county, and not just with hospitality, but everything from condos and living facilities and homes, and how many people were impacted. Thousands of tens of thousands of homes were flooded out. But all our workers along Bonita, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Captiva, and Pie Island, how this is going to impact our county overall and our socially, because of people were already struggling already with affordable housing, with different costs of living, and now they're out of work. So we're going to be looking at rebuilding buildings, we're looking at rebuilding lives again. So again, thank you all. I just want to thank you again for calling in. Tamara, you want to go now?
Actually, Commissioner, I'm going to ask John Talmadge from Economic Development to give an update on the small business disaster loan and also some career source training opportunities that are now available. So, John, are you able to unmute yourself by hitting *2 and give this group an update, please?
Thanks, Tam. I've done that. And good morning, Commissioner, and good morning to everybody else on the phone. I'm John Talmadge. I'm the Director of Economic Development for Lee County. And Tamara asked me to touch base on what programs have already been rolled out that you could access today. And they really are limited to three primary programs. One is an emergency disaster loan that the state provides. It's up to $50,000. It's at zero interest. And it's for businesses between 2 and 100 employees. There has to be a basic credit score of 600, but it's a one-year loan. And what it really is meant to do is to give you some working capital until you either another program's in place or you go through your own recovery. That can be then folded into a SBA loan, which you can borrow up to $2 million. At about 3.3% interest rate. Those numbers can go up, up to $15 million depending on what the size of the business is. They can be for terms between 15 and 30 years. But again, both opportunities are loans. Unlike the PPP, they're not forgivable loans. They're loans that will have to be paid back. And that's the primary tool that the SBA has used in disasters in the past. The other program, which we're a little bit more aggressive with, is the Dislocated Worker Training Program. And this is an opportunity for you to help your employees find other jobs in the not-for-profit and the university, the governmental sectors, where perhaps they can go for 6 months, 9 months, as a group even in some cases, stay as a team and then come back you're in a position to rehire them at a later date. And this is the work that's typically done is humanitarian aid. So it's call center work, it's working with Catholic Charities to do intake with Career Source or things like that. And it's $15 an hour up to $20 an hour, and plus benefits. But they won't, they're paid entirely by Career Source. It's not on your dime. If there's not for profits like chambers, the Fort Myers Beach Chamber could be a location to use these kind of work as workforce, or the SANCAP Chamber. So there's an opportunity that they could, they could host these employees to do work around the island, but the goal is to keep them together so that they can return back to the other parts of the hospitality sector when called upon. So those, we hope there'll be other programs rolled out that are being developed both at the state and the federal level. But right now, those are the primary programs. It's interesting to watch right now as we speak. And Commissioner Pendergrass was absolutely right. The devastation is unheralded, but there are in the central part of the county where recovery has happened more quickly, there's significant hiring going on right now. So Alta Resources is looking for 350 employees. NeoGenomics is looking for 400 employees, et cetera. So there are opportunities to retrain your workforce and move them into other careers, or to relocate your workforce and try to hold them in a positive position until you're ready to invite them back to work. So, Tam, that's the gist of it. And I'm happy to update this report as often as you want. And if anyone has any questions, I'll stay on the phone to take them now or later on.
Thank you so much, John. I know it's important that people hear that message and, know that these resources are out there. I know, there's going to be a significant number of tourism industry employees that are going to need some temporary jobs. And particularly that Career Source opportunity is a great one, so that they have some employment over the next year, 6 months, 3 months, whatever it may be. Until the businesses are able to bring them back. So that's great news. Next, before I give my report, I actually wanted to give Jeff Mielke an opportunity to give us an update on sporting events that have been scheduled in the area and the work he's doing. So Jeff, remember to *2 to unmute yourself.
Yeah, can you hear me, Tam? Tam, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Jeff.
Can you hear me? Tam, can you hear me?
Yes, Jeff, we can hear you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Just wanted to take a couple minutes and let you know what our current situation is with sports events. Right now, we've canceled all events that go through October 31st. We are going to be meeting with county leadership early next week to start having some discussions about economic recovery strategies. But I wanted to jump on this call really quickly and wanted to say, first, we have to do facility assessments. So many of our parks are damaged. And they're serving as staging areas right now for FEMA and for utility workers and everything else. So there really hasn't been any repairs done to any of our major sports facilities. So once our Parks and Rec Department and our facilities department can get out and do damage assessments, then we'll have a better idea of when each facility will be playable again. The other factor is we don't want to start bringing sports events back into our community until the time that it makes sense for you all. We don't want to displace workers. We don't want to displace citizens, adjusters, or whoever's in town. We want to make sure that that when we bring sports events back, it's for the right reasons and it's to help the economic recovery. So with that being said, I don't know if there's any questions or input, but I don't think there will be a lot of November events that we're going to be able to host, and I'm really not sure about December. I think the December events really come down to less about who's in hotel rooms and more about what is our facility damage situation.
This is Jeff Webb, the merit manager for the Home 2 Suites in the Hampton Inn and Suites off Colonial, and also president of Lee County Sports Organizing Committee. And just to kind of add to Mr. Milkey there, and hopefully you guys can hear me now. Can you?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think I can speak on behalf of a lot of the hotels that we're going to be full probably all the way through November with first responders and people here recovering as well as displaced homeowners and so forth through November at least and probably into the December. So I know that from a hotel standpoint, our hotels in the area will be full, those that are open. So having sporting events even in November are going to be probably a challenge, and well into December, I would think, is my two cents.
That was one of the questions that we were going to ask, for you guys to share with us. And I know we have a sharing session coming up here pretty quick, but I think, hearing what your expectations are when you think you will have rooms for transient guests will be really a valuable part of this conversation. You know, we were able to get out and assess some hotels in the area, but we were not able to assess all hotels. As you can imagine, some were not accessible to us. And so, from the point of view of the VCB, we're still trying to figure out what the status is on some hotels. But I also know that the ones that are open are full and, trying to squeeze extra crews and other people in where they can. And, we are pretty confident that what you said is exactly accurate. However, there will come a time where, those crews begin to abate and things change bit. And we want to make sure that we're doing our best to keep the hotels we do have full of guests. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But let me just add too that it's gut-wrenching for our sports friends and our sports partners to relocate their events right now. They are getting us on the phone and they're very emotional and they don't want to pull out of our community. They feel like they're hurting us. And I'm trying to make them all feel, no, you guys are fine. We really love you. We will welcome you back again the next time we have the opportunity. Please don't feel bad for having to relocate your event to another city. We're reaching out to other Florida destinations to try to keep the events in our state so that they don't go elsewhere. And so when we are ready to flip that switch back on, we have partners who are going to be so passionate about coming back into our area and supporting us and doing the things that sports tourism has always done for our community. And so I just want to let you guys know that the sports industry feels for us just like everyone else does. And they really can't wait to get back here and be part of our recovery solution. But now's just not the right time.
Agreed.
Okay. Jeff, I appreciate it. Both Jeffs, I guess I should say. before, and everybody remember to star mute yourself so that the background noise is less painful for the others. Before I give a VCB update, I want to ask Henry Winkle from Miles Partnership to share a few tips with you on how to update your Google listing. I know this is probably the last thing you're thinking about, but this is how people check to see whether your business is open or if you have changed your operating hours or anything like that. It's really important that you get that Google listing updated. So, Henry, if you don't mind using star 2 to unmute yourself and maybe you can share a few tips. And then, folks, we will, after this meeting, we'll have a email message that goes out to the industry with a whole bunch of updates, but one of the things will be some written guidelines on how to make these Google listing updates. So, Henry?
Hey, thank you so much, and good morning, everybody. Again, this may seem like a weird time for this. However, it is crucially important to make sure our Google listings are showing what they should be showing to our customers at the moment. First off, this is going to be a PDF that's going to be sent around to, I believe, all participants. So you will have an actual visual version of this on how to make these updates later on as well. There is also an opportunity on here, if you do need help with any of these changes, to give us a call or use a link, and you can set up a one-on-one meeting where we can assist you in doing so. As many businesses are, and are having issues right now after the storm, it's really important to be marking ourselves as either hours may be changed, temporarily closed, and whatever it may be, and to be making the community aware of the situation through the use of Google posts, which are something similar, very similar to like Instagram posts, Facebook posts, things like that. First off, if you have, all of you should probably be claimed already on your Google Business Profile. To make these changes, it's fairly simple all in all. You do need to be signed into the actual account associated with the business on Google Chrome, as usually is my personal favorite. From there, you just need to be signed in and then search for your business in the actual search engine itself. From there, you should see a prompt to edit your profile, as well as a lot of other features, but for the time being, we're just going to go ahead and edit our profile. From there, we want to click on business information and scroll over to our hours. Under hours, you will see a lot of different options. It'll say open with main hours, open with no main hours, and there is a temporarily closed and permanently closed option there as well. If by any chance you are open in some capacity, but it may be different, make sure to update your hours to be the most accurate to-date hours possible. If you are open but not to full capacity, maybe let's say you offer takeout, there are additional hours you can add besides your actual main hours. So if you are offering takeout or pickup, something like that, you can say that you're still open for takeout through Google through the Add More Hours section as well. Now, a lot of people may not have the availability to do this through an actual desktop on a computer, but you can do this on your phones as well through Google Maps. You would have to download the actual Google Maps app on your phone, sign into that same account that's associated with the business, and then you're going to click on the very up-hand right corner. There is a profile picture. Click there and follow the prompts to your business profile, and the same thing from there. Edit profile, business information, over 2 hours. Scroll through there, and you can edit your hours to whatever you may find suitable to the time right now. Second, and then lastly, I did want to bring the attention to the use of posts on Google. It is under the Add Update section. It's under Promote on that search engine side, under Add Update. What this is good for is we can communicate with our community and our potential guests and let them know, hey, we are not potentially open right now until further notice, or we are, give us a call. This is a good way for you to let yourself and your other customers stand out as much as possible. These posts can also be linked to Facebook as well, so you can let it. You can also be posting on there through these Google posts as well. I will be available for questions, and as like I said, we do have these office hours available where we can help you one-on-one with any of these situations. And I wanted to thank the Lee County BCB for letting us be here and talk about this, and thank you so much.
Henry, I really appreciate it, and I know that was a lot over the phone, but it's just such an important thing for your business that I wanted you to hear it. And again, we will get those notes and how to contact Henry or the team at Miles Partnership as part of an email follow-up to this meeting. So without further ado, I'm going to shift into an update on the VCB's activity post-Hurricane Ian. So our staff has visited hotel properties for post-hurricane assessments where we could, that were accessible. We know we have not connected with all of you, and we are going to provide a way for you to update us in this follow-up email. But you're also welcome to feel free during the sharing part to give us an update on this call. Our visitor services team reopened the airport office when the airport reopened on October 5th. We have also coordinated with the Collaboratory and United Way. As you know, they have the Hurricane Ian and Southwest Florida Relief Fund established, and we worked with them to create a way for people to earmark their donations for hospitality workers. And we are sharing that on all our social channels. We've pushed it out to our professional associations, and a national press release was issued this week about that. And those funds will, of course, be administered by the Collaboratory and United Way, but we wanted to have something set up to benefit our hospitality industry employees. On the marketing side, we have updated our Visit Fort Myers website temporarily to encourage donations to that site. We have also canceled all the co-op media placements through January 31st. MMGY is working with any partners who have paid to issue refunds, just confirming mailing addresses and things like that. We don't want to send a check, a refund check, to places that you may no longer be. So we're working through those issues one-on-one. I think there are about 16 of you that applies to who had prepaid for those media placements. We have also canceled or paused all our destination brand media placement, and we are planning is underway on our recovery campaign. We have revised our social media posts to help build awareness of the fundraising effort, and we will begin to share stories of recovery and resiliency taking place throughout our community, which has been just awe-inspiring to watch, as I know each of you have been. We have also halted production on our 23 visitor guide. Obviously, that guide was about to go to press, but all images, listings, and content will need to be updated at this point. So we have halted the printing of that, and we will be reworking that. On the sales side, we are currently, as of this week, participating in IMEX, sharing information on the status of our meetings hotels with planners at IMEX. And of course, we're fielding a lot of questions from group planners and sales and travel advisors who were not able to reach some of the hotel partners. So we've been taking those questions. We also developed and disseminated visitor and travel trade messaging to our contractors so that they can communicate that both domestically and internationally. Of course, we have staff working at EOC helping secure hotel rooms for first responders. That's 7 days a week, 12 hours a day work is going on. They're trying to get recovery crews and people into hotel rooms. Thank you to all of you who have been so patient with us and helpful in getting these people placed. You know, getting them in rooms is critical to us getting back on our feet. We canceled the TDC meeting. We're doing this call in its place. We also have postponed the guest first classes, the fall session of those. And we are postponing the annual meeting that was scheduled to take place on November 10th. We are hoping to reschedule that for early 2023, pending progress, of course. A couple of things that are upcoming. We are updating our industry partner website with resources and tools for recovery, so stay tuned for that. You know, again, lots of inspiring things coming out of this. BMI is hosting a fundraiser for our area in Nashville on November 2nd with approximately 50 Island Hopper Songwriter Fest songwriters committed to perform. It's going to take place at 3rd and Lindsley, and two Island Hopper alums, Brian Sutherland and Danny Myrick, have been spearheading this. It is supported by BMI, iHeartRadio, and it will benefit the Hospitality Worker Fund. That's going to be where the support will be pushed to. Last but not least, we started these industry partner conference calls during the pandemic and held them weekly, and I'm committed to do that as long as you guys are interested in having us do these. So let's just plan to block 9 a.m. on Thursday on our calendar so that we can have these calls each week so that we can communicate with you and you can share information with us. And with that, I'm going to ask you guys to please feel free to unmute, you know, use star 2 to unmute yourself and begin sharing. I know it's a little crazy at first. Everybody's a little hesitant, but we do want to hear from you. We're here to listen. Nothing's more important to us than hearing what you have to share, and we're ready to do that. So please feel free.
Hey, Tam. It's Bill Watchulis.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, is Cecil still on the line?
Let's see if he is.
I'm here.
Hey, Cecil. I got three things. If there's anything you can help us with out here on the beach, the first thing is, if there's any way we can work with FEMA, you know, we've got hotels that could start rebuilding and get back on their feet, but they're going to have issues on the FEMA because they're over the 50% rule. So you're talking about a community that's going to have to take these hotels down, and it's going to be longer for us to get back up on our feet. I don't know if there's anything the commissioners or anybody can do to help. I know there's a FEMA gentleman here. I'm trying to get a meeting with him. But, you know, two that are in our claim right now, the Best Western and the Sandpiper, are going to fall into that rule. And we're going to have to take the buildings down
right.
if we can't get that. So anything you could help on that. The other is we're probably in that 45-day range to start opening Pink Shell, and I can get, you know, insurance adjusters, first responders. But if there's any way we could get FEMA cleanup to start coming out here, because my piles are getting bigger and bigger to where I'm almost going to start blocking the road.
So, Bill, first of all, first question about FEMA. Yeah, we actually have FEMA contacts within the EOC working daily here. So I can just give them, if it's okay with me, give them your phone number and have them call you directly. Hopefully they'll be able to provide some of that assistance for you. I've been using you, for example, for the last week trying to, and that's why you got FP out there now getting power on the north end of the island. I told them a week ago that you had 88 rooms, you told me a week ago, that were able to, you could get people into, workers or anything, and in using there if you had generators or if you had power to the building. So just see what's happening there on the north end of the island. Already you already got FP out there now restoring power, and we're trying to get there. But as far as FEMA, I will get with them to see what they can do to help expedite that over the 50%.
Yeah, the pink shell. We're all on generator right now. I'm air conditioning all my units. I got drying. We got about 200 people cleaning up the resort right now. We're moving along pretty good. I could definitely in the next 30 to 45 days start taking people. And I got big condo units, so I mean it'll really help this community. The third one, Cecil, I don't know if you can help, but, you know, right now getting over the bridge takes almost 2 hours if you start at 6:30. So if they could open that bridge up earlier, it would be a big plus, because it's a huge mass trying to get across at 7 a.m. And I got 200 workers. I can't get them across till 8 a.m. when we could start at like 5. So anything we can open up earlier, it would be great. But I don't mean to take the meeting. Those are my three requests, and I appreciate anything you can do, Cecil.
Bill, so first of all, I will definitely put that request. I've already brought that up before. The problem is, I'm sure you know, we're running into is we're allowing the town of Fort Myers Beach to exercise their home rule the last 14 days since this has happened. So what's happening, you know, we're letting them really running things. It's kind of like the town is, and we're like, with their manager the best we can. We're helping them as much as we can, but right now they're still in totally, they lost their building. Most of them lost their houses, so it's kind of disarray right now. But I would definitely suggest that, you know, the support staff with the sheriff's department stuff that can facilitate that. I'm sure they will if we ask them to do that, but I'm not sure that how the towns will respond to that. But I will ask them.
Well, I'll make some phone calls on that end. I thought it was more county, but if it's town, I will. They'll definitely hear from me.
Yeah, so it might be the county as far as like for facilitating the check, point as far as staffing. But if we ask the sheriff to move it up an hour or whatever, maybe adjust that, I think they should be able to facilitate that.
Will do. Thanks, Cecil, all for all you're doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Next person.
Good morning, Pam. This is Marwan from the Western Cape Quarter. First, I want to say thank you, everybody, for all the great work everybody's been doing. It's good to see the recovery is faster than we all expected. So an update for the Western. We have a large crew came in directly the day after, and they're doing lots of cleanup. We didn't have major damage to the hotel itself. It's a different case, unfortunately, for the marina. And we're getting ready to reopen for now is October 24th, might be earlier. We're going to have almost our entire inventory available. We have about 100 rooms now blocked for the Red Cross and a few other MERS personnel, but we have more rooms, so if anybody needs rooms also for any emergency crew. And earlier on the call also, I heard about the sports event. And this I need clarification. We met with Intersports last week, and they're still trying to get this tournament going for towards the end of November, and we're still trying to secure those rooms for them. I believe it's the same case. I can't talk on other hotel, but my understanding, the other hotel they contracted, also they have continued to secure the rooms for them. Has this changed? And this question to Jeff, because my understanding, they want to run this tournament, and I think personally, it would be a good event to bring back because the local, everybody wants to see some event, some sort of back to normal towards the end of November.
Tam, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're in constant contact with Intersport. Intersport's a little bit of a unique event in the fact that it doesn't rely on a lot of our parks and recreation mm-hmm. facilities. It relies on one or two hotel partners and Suncoast Arena. And so that's one of the discussion points we'll be having with county leadership early next week. I think they have to get through some hurdles with FSW and Suncoast Arena, mm-hmm. and then we'll have some discussions, I think, mid next week about that event. I feel like if any event were to be pulled off before 2023, it certainly is an event like that where it has some very unique properties. So we're working to make it happen. You know, it's a nationally televised event. We can work with the Visitor and Convention Bureau and our community leaders and really tell the story about, yeah, we took a punch, but we're back. We're going to get back up and we'll be better than ever. There's a lot of cool stories that we can tell around this, but we're just going to have to wait and see. I think next week we'll know a little bit more on that.
All right, great.
But,
thank you. And yeah, I agree. It would be a good story to share if we're able to pull that together.
It's such a great event for our community. It's the perfect time of year. People are a little geared down around that time of year and have time to, you know, watch a sporting event. And the fact that it's nationally broadcast just gives us great exposure. So if we can, it would be great. No question. All right. Thank you, Marwan.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So now that Marwan's gone, next person, please hit *2 to unmute yourself. And those of you who have spoken, hit *2 to remute yourself.
Yeah, hi. This is Mark Fleming, Cultural Park Theater. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hi. Just being the new kid on the block, number one, thank you to everybody and everything we're all doing. My two questions would be, just advice, don't need it now, but if anybody could send it to me, we're looking to help the community in any way we can. We do have the 16-acre park. We're looking to create events to help the community raise funds. What we're looking to do is to make sure that the money is going directly to the people needed, as opposed to an administrative situation. So we'd like an advice of any groups or organizations that anybody knows that could be benefiting from any of the events we're planning. The other one would be the Westin or any of the other hotels. We just have a few performers coming in that we're going to switch into benefits in December and only need one room on a few different dates in December. So if anybody can give me information on that, that would be great down the line too. And if there's anything else we can do to help the community, just reach out to us, and we're ready to see what we can do for you. Working with the city of Cape Coral and moving forward in any way that will help everybody. And that's it.
Thank you, Mark. I'm sure that Marwan or someone at the Westin would be happy to try to help you. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think you if you're just looking for one or two rooms, it's probably a lot easier than looking for multiple. So I think we should be able to help you. So if you can just follow up by sending those dates to me, Tam, tpigot at leegov.com. I will try to help you.
Personal stuff, yeah. Through FEMA.
Thank you, everybody.
If you guys can star mute, please. I hear some background noise, and it makes it hard for everybody to hear. Next person, please.
Hi, this is Alex Bro. Can you guys hear me?
I'll go there and make a comment then.
Commissioner Pendergrass, I think we can hear your background noise. Maybe could you mute, sir? All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. My name is Alex Rowe. I work for Future Makers Coalition. So I wanted to offer our services with our navigators. So if you have staff employees that you think are interested in reskilling, we our navigators are a free service. They help these individuals reskill, retrain, and find them jobs. So they act like caseworkers. So feel free to share the navigators' information with your employees. And then also, if John Talmadge is still on the line, I was wondering if we have any estimated numbers on how many displaced workers there are in Lee County.
I'm going to defer to
John. Yeah, I'm still here. We've asked DEO for a number of both filings for unemployment and as well as the number of official furloughed notifications they've received. So once we have that this week, we'll report that out.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I have to admit, Alex, I would suspect that some people haven't even gotten to that yet.
Right.
You know, given all the challenges that they're facing, you know, with their homes and such. So, you know, no doubt they'll get there, but it could be that they haven't even made it to that activity yet.
Okay, great.
Right.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you sharing. Next person, please.
Hey, Tim. It's Ryan. Oh. Can you hear me?
Ryan?
Yeah, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, sir.
So from the Hyatt, we're currently closed, but when I say closed, we're really not, because we've had every night over 200 plus rooms in the hotel between FEMA, FPL, and Clay County Sheriff's Office, and everybody that's in town to help. Our resort took on water through the lower lobbies of the hotel. The Gulf came all the way up over our top of pool, all the pool decks into the lower lobby of the hotel, flooded out all our elevators. We just got elevators back, two elevators back a couple of days ago. So we've been up and down stairs for the last few weeks. We have a scheduled soft opening for November 7th. But that soft opening is more just opening up more rooms for emergency crews that we can get in, and we're still trying to assess the rest of the damage to the rest of the resorts. We're more than likely looking at some of our pool decks being out anywhere from 4 to 6 months before we can get them back. So main building, a lot of roof damage. We did have some water that came in through our sliding glass doors, so those rooms are all being remediated now. And so it's a slow go back, a little better shape than the beach for sure, but still took a pretty big hit ourselves.
Sorry to hear that, Brian. Understand. All right. Thanks for updating us, Brian. Really appreciate that. Next person.
Hey, Tam. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, just while I got John Talmadge is still there, John, for the, not, I don't know if we'll need it or not, but it's always nice to know that they have these loans at a low percentage that may be converted later on. Is there a number, or just go to the SBA loans on a website? Is that what you do?
There's, hey, Tony, there's two places you can go. You can either go directly to the Business Recovery Center, which is, there's one in Cape Coral, one in Bonita, or yes, you can go to floridadisaster.biz and apply online.
floridadisaster.biz. Okay. All right, that's good to know. And then, Tam, as far as, you know, our damages, as you know, we got kind of wiped out with Beachview Cottages, and Castaways got wiped out. But the Tween Waters is still looking pretty good, and we have kind of like a lot of the hotelers, we've booked it out already for recovery workers. It's, I think we have a 2-month contract with them. So Tween Waters is kind of booked solid, and we'll be doing food and beverage and everything else for them. They'll be rolling and increasing it as we go. Westwind Inn took a pretty good hit, but part of this team that's going to be staying at Tween Waters will be doing the recovery there. So that's kind of the long and short of it. After the first 2 months, there may be more a renewal of that contract to get things rolling. Lots, obviously, depending on electric. They brought in some generators to help with food and beverage and the sewer plant. So we're maintaining it right now. Doug is the point of contact. He's pretty much controlling everything that's going on. And that's kind of where we're at. We got two people of our reservationists. They can't really get in to start sending refunds for those people that are asking for it. So it's kind of interesting because if they go to challenge it and then they get their money, you know, we don't want to double send them the money back. So that's, you know, it's a timing issue. We have obviously enough funds to refund everybody that those that want it. But there is a timing issue there that will take a little bit more time than normal. So other than that, everybody's grinding it out and doing pretty well.
Thank you for that update, Tony. Appreciate it. I know it's a challenging time.
Well, we won't be doing the lighting ceremony in November, but maybe we can do it in January or February. Who knows? All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Next person. Remember, you have to hit star 2 to unmute yourself.
Hey, it's Bill Wellman from the Inns of Sanibel. How you doing, everybody?
Hey, Bill. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Honestly, that's one of the main reasons I decided to join the call. I'm a little bit late. It's nice to hear voices of partners and folks other than our owners, insurance adjusters, remediation specialists, et cetera. But we've been in contact with our team from day 2 or 3, and everyone's safe. The question I had, you know, everything from the, you know, rebuilding of the causeway to what it can be used for at a given target date to the rebuilding of the power grid to running water, all that stuff. It a lot of it becomes social media fodder, of course, and regular media fodder. What's the best source for infrastructure updates? Is it you and the VCB, Tamara, or advise us? I don't know if there's anybody else on the line from Sanibel. I joined a little late, but look, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll be honest at this point. I don't know that I'm the best source of update for infrastructure. You know, a timeline, so to speak. I think some of those things are still being assessed, Bill. But once we have them, we're happy to share them out. I think, you know, obviously you've seen miraculous work at the causeway. I mean, you know, I don't think any of us thought that would go as quickly as it has. But, you know, I know there's a huge commitment to getting everything that can possibly be done as quickly as possible. I know from the federal government, state government, and local government, that commitment is as strong as any I have ever seen in my career. But I also think that timelines are tricky right this minute, and it's going to be tough. I believe the city of Sanibel is doing a really good job of communicating on their website. I highly recommend you use that as a resource. Again, we will share information as we have it, but not all of those details are yet available.
Understood. All right. Well, not going to go into what our hotels look like, but they all suffered a pretty severe hit.
I am very sorry, sir.
Hey, we're all in the same boat, and we're all going to move forward as quick as we can. And it sounds trite, but everybody, at least, you know, on our teams have made it through. I've had an incredible outpouring from our guests on Facebook, on direct Facebook messages, probably 70+ emails to me. I've had a couple of guests that said, hey, we were planning and we took the time off for Thanksgiving week and we're coming down anyway. We'll find a place to stay and you let us know what we need. We'll bring boots and gloves and food, whatever your team needs. I've had a few of those and they're just awesome to read. So anyway, I'll sign off. We'll get there.
Yeah. You know, Bill, you make a good point. People are passionate about this community. I mean, I think, you know, it's a love affair. Our visitors have a love affair with us. And, you know, I said this during the pandemic, they will be back as soon as they can. And that's true in this situation, too. The moment we say we're ready, they will be back at your properties, I promise you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Bill. Next person. Star 2.
Hi. Hi, this is Lisa Wilson.
Hi, Lisa. How are things at Edison Ford?
Well, you know, I think we are really, really lucky here, honestly. We did pretty good. The historic homes are in great condition. We did have some damage to some of the other buildings, like the tea house structure around the swimming pool has some damage. And, of course, like with every storm, we lost some trees. So we are, all of the employees have been working really, really hard to get all the debris cleaned up. And we do have a landscape company that's helping to pick up any, you know, pieces of trees and things that are too large for the employees to pick up. But we're making progress, and we actually plan to be partially open on October 29th. So we're going to have, we had planned a new event. We're calling it a fall festival, and it's going to be a family friendly event with a pumpkin patch, and families can buy pumpkins and paint the pumpkins if they want. And we'll also have some other kids activities like face painting, and there's an axe throwing event with an inflatable axe for kids. So there'll be lots of activities for families, and the parking, of course, is free as always. And to come to the event, there's also going to be craft vendors, so people can come to the event and stroll around. There's no charge for that, but there is a charge for the different vendor activities. We're also going to have tree climbing again, so we have somebody inspecting the banyan tree. So the banyan tree and our Mysore fig tree on the Ford lawn both survived. So we do have somebody inspecting the banyan tree to make sure it's safe to have the event. But we did this a few years ago, and people really enjoyed it. So we're going to let people climb the banyan tree again. And, you know, overall, like I said, I just feel like we're really, really lucky, and we're excited to be opening again. And I can't remember, did you say, is there going to be a list of hotels that are, you know, even somewhat open that maybe we can work with in some capacity?
You know, Lisa, it's a good question. We haven't put up a list because we haven't been able to connect with everyone. And I don't want people to think because we don't have someone on the list that they're not open, or, you know what I mean? We want to be thorough in the way we do this. I also have some hesitancy about putting a list of open hotels when there are no rooms available, you know, meaning, okay, I don't want to encourage people to think that they, even volunteers, that they're going to be able to come down here and find a hotel room, because right now, as you've heard most of the hoteliers say, they are full of crews. So we're trying to be strategic about this, but we absolutely, when they're ready to take transient guests, we're ready to share that information. But at this moment, I'm a little bit hesitant to do that, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense. Is there a way, so for the hotels that have emergency workers in them right now, is there a way for us to get a list of those? And maybe not necessarily put this on your website or anything. Is there a way somebody can just let me know which hotels have emergency workers in them? Or, and of course, then again, I don't
sure.
even know if these emergency workers are working like around the clock. Do they even have time to do anything else other than work?
Yeah. I'm not sure they're your target audience, to be honest,
yeah.
fairness, but we will do our best to help you spread the word that you're open. We'll be conveying things that are open, attractions that are open, et cetera, as soon as we possibly are able to do so. So, as soon as you're able to do so, I guess is the better way to say it.
Right.
But,
yeah.
So on
October 29th, we'll have that event. But
okay.
I don't think the entire site is going to be open yet. So once we can open the museum is in great condition. We're happy to report that. So once we're able to have everything open, I will certainly let all of you there know. I'll give you an update on that.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thanks so much,
Thanks.
Lisa, for the update.
Thank you.
Star mute to mute yourself, star mute, star two to unmute yourself. Next person, please.
Hey, Tamara, this is Aaron for the Neptune.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good. As you can imagine, our hotel was wiped out, like most of us on the beach. But I wanted to ask a question, since I'm new to this aspect of things. Does anyone have an idea of what the permit situation will be like when we go ahead and need to start building? Is the Fort Myers Beach Council or committee going to make everyone who rebuilds pulled up on stilts, or is that going to be on a case-by-case basis?
That's a really good question, Aaron, and I'm not sure I'm able to be the one to answer it. I would assume permitting, since you're in the town of Fort Myers Beach, municipal limits, I would assume the permitting will be through the town of Fort Myers Beach, and those decisions will be made by them. I have not been given any information or heard any information about what that approach will be. But having set in on a FEMA reimbursement conversation, there was a lot of talk about building to code. So I assume that any new builds will have to be built to code, which would be raised properties, of course. So that's the best I can give you for this moment, really outside of my expertise, and I probably shouldn't have even said what I did, but my take is town will make those decisions. Your town council will be making those decisions, and there will be probably a requirement to build a code.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I was just there's no one to talk to because no one's answering phones or returning calls at the moment. But like with most of the hotels, mine's made out of concrete. I've lost all of the first floor of my lobby building, but the second floor is okay. But I think by the time we get power and water or anything back there, they're going to be destroyed with mold and everything. So I guess we'll just have to wait for the adjusters and move to the next steps there. So if you do hear of any way to reach any of those people, just let me know.
Amber, can
absolutely.
I jump in?
Yes,
can
sir. Absolutely.
Hey, I see something I got to say. Chair of the County Commission. Regarding your question, yes, Tamara's right. It is going to be the town of Fort Myers Beach at this point as far as zoning and redevelopment and any permitting process. And that's the problem right now. There's no building. They have no offices. They have no infrastructure. So there will be no phone calls being answered. So I'm not sure. Hopefully we'll be having that discussion with them soon, how we can facilitate and how the county can help them get through this process. You're not going to be able to come in and rebuild everything. There's no one to go in and pull a permit with. So that's one of the struggles right now. So I'm hoping the town will be open to that so we can put the lights back online and get moving forward. Because once everything's cleaned up, you're going to have a lot of people come there and wanting to rebuild like yourself, but there's got to be a infrastructure in place for to facilitate that. So if we hear anything, we'll let you know.
Okay, great, Tamara. Then I'll just follow up with the CVB and make sure you guys hear anything we'll pass along.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Aaron. Appreciate your question and happy to try to help. Okay, star 2 to mute yourself, star 2 to unmute yourself.
This is Jeff Webb
person.
Again, Jeff. You guys hear me? Jeff Webb again.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Tam. I want to see if we can get some clear direction, too, with the sports teams and all the sports marketing that's coming in the next couple of months. There's a lot of hoteliers that have been reaching out to me wanting to know what to tell guests when they're still asking whether they're being holding these tournaments in November. We pretty much understand that, October's sports events, for the most part, are canceled. We are also confused about whether to extend the people that are in-house to take up the blocks that we have for those sports teams. Some hoteliers are just extending them anyway and assuming that things are going to be canceled. But when will the official word come out, and how will these teams be told and these events be told that November and December is not going to happen? And when will what can the hoteliers start telling the guests that are calling in to seeing if these events are still going on to give them the official word that it's not coming going to happen? Can we get some direction on that?
Yeah,
Jeff, I'm
going to
defer to Jeff. There you go. Hey, Jeff, we can hear you.
Yeah, so Jeff, thank you for the question. It's challenging right now to give anybody a long range forecast because, like I said, we want to get events back as quick as we can, but wait till it's right for our community. The events through October 31st have been canceled. We've communicated with all of our partners, and they have all scrambled and found relocation destinations. We have not yet canceled all of our November events. As you heard, not every one of them might need to be canceled, like the Fort Myers tip-off. But the ones that are dependent upon county parks and rec facilities, we have to go do damage assessments. The very, very soonest we can make a good decision on cutting off, a timeline and letting all of our partners know that their event's going to be canceled, we will. We've already let numerous softball tournaments in November and some in December know that it's doubtful that they're going to have their event. But hang on, give us till next week to have this conversation with county management, and then we'll put the word out. So we will communicate and be as transparent as we can over the next few weeks and let hoteliers know when our decisions are going to be made.
Thanks, Jeff. And again, I think I'm just talking about short term. I mean, we understand October. I'm just talking about really November as well, because a lot of hoteliers have already erased the blocks and some have not. And so I think that's what's probably important, because people are wanting to know what's going on with that and what the official word is. And some of the hoteliers have been here for a long time are gambling and just taking in all the extended stay that they can with, displaced homeowners and displaced FEMA and so forth. And some of the new people don't know quite what to do, so they're telling all these first responders that they don't have anything until they know what's going to be canceled. So that's, I guess, my point. And it's really not, I'm not too concerned about next year, but basically, November and the first few weeks of December, that most hoteliers are already booked up and maybe already telling these people we don't have anything. So that's what I want to make sure we're on the page with.
So my personal opinion is that most of our November events will not happen, especially those that are based on outdoor and indoor parks and recreation facilities, because our parks and rec team has done amazing things in our community over the last 2 weeks. They're running shelters. They're out helping recovery, just like most of the rest of us are. And so they will have to turn inwardly at some point and start doing damage assessments and trying to figure out how quickly can we get these facilities up and running? Then we also partner significantly with municipalities, especially Cape Coral, on using their sports facilities. We've not even had a single conversation with them on the status of their sports venue. So it's highly unlikely any of our sports events will happen in November, but I can't officially give that statement until next week.
I understand. Just voicing my concerns. And I do also want to tell you too, and I think it's great, the event that the Westin's talking about trying to continue to have with the arena, that would be an excellent opportunity for us as a county to showcase some things. So hopefully some events like that are smaller, that are able to showcase us in a great light would hopefully like to push to continue to have. I think that'd be a great opportunity.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. *2 to unmute yourself. Next person.
This is Deborah Johnson. I'm calling from Florida Repertory Theater.
Hello, Deborah.
Okay, awesome. Just make sure you can hear me. You know, it's been just harrowing listening to all of these stories, and we ourselves experienced quite a bit of flooding. I just want to put out a thank you to people that have jumped in to help us quickly with recovery here, and also to say thank you to the Alliance for the Arts and Theater Conspiracy, because they had very minimal damage, if any, and they are housing us for our current production that had to be put on hold, which will kick back off on Friday tomorrow. So we're so thankful for the partnerships out there that we have, and we're working hard and hoping to be back up in our arcade theater at the end of the month. So we're going to offer a free performance date and all that, but we heard from the Edison Ford, you know, is there enough people out there that can even come out and enjoy it right now? So we're hopeful, but we want to be a force out there to distract and lift spirits where we can. So just wanted to mostly thank everyone for all of your hard work and just express our sincere heartfelt thoughts as everyone recovers.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate that, and excited to hear that you have plans to have productions continue so quickly. That's great news. Finding a way, right? Finding a way to make these things happen, which is what we're all doing throughout the community. *2 to mute yourself, *2 to unmute yourself. Next person.
Hey, Tamara, it's Kelly at IMAG. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm good. We're good over here. We had minimal damage. We are cleaning up. We actually did do a camp this week, and it has been filled. We've had parents calling saying thank you so much. It's helping them be able to do things with insurance and, going back to work and things like that. We are opening on Saturday. Again, we heard from members. We were trying to be conscientious of the community's needs, but we have heard, please open, we need a place to go. So we are opening on Saturday, and that will include the King Tut exhibit that was supposed to open the Friday after the storm. So that will be included with, anybody coming in, and we are working on some other things coming up. But again, we just want to put it out there that our hearts are with everybody, and it's just heartbreaking and devastating.
For sure, for sure. Thanks so much, Kelly, and excited to hear that you guys are opening. And I certainly know families need a place for their kids to have a little normalcy. So I'm glad to hear you guys are able to do that.
Yeah, we're trying to do anything we can. We love this community.
Okay. *2 to unmute yourself. Next person, please.
Hi, Tam. It's Holly Boldrin at Priority Marketing. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Holly.
Hi. Just on behalf of the United Way, I just wanted to reinforce that volunteer.unitedwaylee.org is a great resource for folks who are looking to volunteer. For those who need help, any of your employees, team members, yourself, 211 is a humongous resource for our community right now. They're 24/7 at the EOC, so please reference them, use them. They're here. They have volunteers ready to answer calls. Third, I wanted to mention that we're working closely with Lee County Economic Development Office and doing twice weekly, Tuesday and Thursday, we're having meetings and doing email blasts out with information for businesses. The information that John shared earlier on the recovery loans, information on workforce opportunities, those are getting out through email blasts, through social media. So please make sure that you're checking that email as you're able. For those who we're still working on ways to reach those who don't have internet and can't receive that information. So we're trying to get innovative in reaching those folks. So just wanted to share that, as well as thecollaboratory.org. Someone asked about where to donate, and that is a admin-free donation. There is no administrative fee being accepted there. It's 100% of the proceeds are going to the relief fund. So you are giving directly to those who need assistance in your hard-hit areas.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, Holly, you know, again, we've created the earmark within that fund for hospitality workers. So for those who are pushing out information about how to help our area, I would encourage you to push that site out, and it's supportfortmyers.org, which again goes into that exact same fund. And the United Way is going to administer those funds. So it's calling 211 is the way to access them. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. Remember to star mute yourself, and then next person, star two to unmute yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tim. This is Ani Farrell with the Holiday Inn Fort Myers Airport Town Center.
Hi, Ani.
Hi. First, I wanted to share that we are fortunate the hotel sustained minimal damage, and although we are closed due to the power and water outages, and to be able to accommodate some of the recovery crews in the area, we'll be in good shape and mostly renovated to open for guests in November. My thought is the devastation of the islands and the attractions in the area does affect everybody's business, including ours, because there is no group, whether it's a corporate association or military union, that come here just to stay at a hotel. Everybody makes time to enjoy the beaches and visit the islands and go to Edison Fort and everything else that the area has to offer. Having said that, my question is, what is the message that corporate meeting planners are getting about the destination right now? While there are venues that are open for their conferences, when is the destination suitable for those type of conferences?
So just so you know, our team has been speaking to the hotels that have the ability to host meetings and have been communicating that information that we've received about reopening and timelines, et cetera, with meeting planners. So we are, you know, as I told you, we're at IMEX this week. I mean, we haven't backed off on the group side. Perhaps, Jill, do you want to respond directly to that question, more so than what I've said, or add anything to it?
Certainly. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. What we're saying, Ani, is all of our, and I'm sure you're getting it too, all of our meeting planners are asking, how can they help? How can they help? And of course, we are referring them to the Fort Myers Hospitality Workers Fund, but we're also saying, hold your meeting in Lee County. Don't give up on us. That's a way you can help. It will not only benefit the community, it will also help our hotels with their revenues, and it'll help our hotel workers, our hardworking hospitality workforce. It'll keep them employed. So that is our message right now. And as more things open and we know the condition of things, we will change that message. But as of right now, that is our message.
All right. Great. I'm glad to hear that, because you know, while we need time to recover and restore infrastructure, at the same time, we don't want to scare people from coming here 6 months from now or whenever their intentions are. So thank you.
100% we're with you, trying to keep what we can in place. I mean, that's critical to our area's recovery, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens. So please know we're with you on that. Thanks so much for sharing. *2 to unmute yourself. Next person, please.
Hi, Tam. This is Deanne Osborne. How are you?
Hi there.
First of all, thank you all so much for making the time to have this call and share this information with everybody, even given what you're going through personally, probably with you and your team. So we appreciate the time committed to this. My question is kind of all of this that's been discussed today on the call in terms of the amount of supply in the area that is going to be out for some time for rebuilding and renovation. And then balanced with the long-term need beyond November for restoration crews and infrastructure crews and rebuilding crews. Is there a sense for what that balance looks like, the amount of supply compared to the amount of demand that the area is going to need to get things back to normal beyond November? If we're looking into 2023, any sort of numbers been put on paper to kind of estimate that?
You know, Deanne, we're still trying to assess where people are, and unfortunately, because of accessibility issues, we haven't been able to make a full assessment of properties. But absolutely, that's what we're trying to move towards. And, you know, I think the hard part about this is the demand for rooms is going to shift from crews to construction workers rebuilding islands, right?
Correct.
I mean, you know, it's very difficult for me to assess what that looks like because we've never done this in our community this way. But at the end of the day, I think there's going to be inordinate demand for rooms for the foreseeable future. Because one, there's a huge reduction in the number of rooms, and two, because as we begin to rebuild this community. So I see demand being very, very strong going forward, but I don't know that I am able to give you an accurate a demand assessment or room number assessment based on the information we have to this point. But please know that's what we're working towards. Every day we're making contact, trying to establish these things.
I think that's part of the challenge for everybody right now, even for your group, right? Like, do we need to market for demand, or do we need to have available inventory to house the people that are getting? I think the $20 million question going into 2023 for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, again, you know, I told you we canceled our co-op marketing through the 31st, and we've gone dark on everything else. And when that gets turned back on is based on the conversation we're having right now. I mean, you know, we recognize this isn't, and plus we need to keep our powder dry, right, for when we're ready. So, you know, we're going to want to go hard when we're ready. But right now is not the time for us to be doing outward marketing, and we understand that. So, 100%. Appreciate the question. *2 to unmute yourself for the next person.
Hey, Tam, it's Melissa from Broadway Palm. How are you?
I'm good.
I just wanted to let you all know we officially are reopening this evening with a chorus line. Our customers that were reaching out, that we actually had quite a few show up for the scheduled matinee this Saturday after the storm. So they are ready to come back out. We reopened this week where, you know, everything's going well for us and we're really excited to do that. I wanted to share also that we are definitely open also for any event needs. Anytime we don't have a performance, we have quite a few event spaces. So if anybody is in need of that, we have Wi-Fi, we have
of course, all of the kitchen capabilities. So just wanted to throw that out there for all of our friends in the industry. Whatever you all need, we're here to help and are able to help. So give me a call directly or email me, melissa@broadwaypalm.com, and we will do anything we can in the recovery efforts.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. Thank you. Star 2 to unmute yourself for the next person.
Hi, Cam. This is Jody Grooms from the Hampton Inn, Fort Myers Beach.
Hi there. Right now,
we are currently closed through the end of November. We did take on about 3 to 4 feet of flooding in our own hotel. Unfortunately, it did destroy our tech equipment, which is absolutely necessary to even operate the hotel. We also have a lot of other equipment that was destroyed that is on back order for 20 weeks right now. However, if we can just get our tech equipment up and running, our hope is to open by the beginning of December so we can take those disaster relief crews that are still necessary and still needed. Other than that, I mean, you know, if we can help in any way, just let us know. But we are closed right now.
Thank you for that update. I appreciate it. And sorry for what's happened. Star 2 for the next person.
Hi, Mark Fleming again, Cultural Park Theater. And a few of the things that people have been addressing. A few of the things that people have been addressing. Having gone through Sandy, who hung the left turn right at my block almost, everybody, you get through it. It's a different world. However, there will be so many people coming and trying to help that the rooms are going to be booked for many months. Granted, ours was off-season, complete opposite. But where everybody working together, you will get through it. It's a tough situation, and it's horrific. But as everybody works together, as having come through Sandy at the Jersey Shore, it does happen. So that's all I wanted to say as far as encouraging and hang in there. I know it's easier said than done, but you can't get to the other side.
I appreciate those encouraging words, Mark. I can tell you this community has faced a lot of challenges. This might be our biggest in a long, long time, but we are strong and we are resilient, and our resolve is there. And I am confident that we will be through this, and we will be through it more quickly than we recognize. Just like I said, the last few weeks have just been amazing to watch. Star 2, please unmute yourself and ready for the next person.
Hi, Cam. It's Kari from Sanibel Mooring.
Hey, Kari.
I just want to thank you and Commissioner Pendergrass for all that you're doing for Lee County. We have a long, long road ahead of us, and it's very disproportionate. We've got Sanibel, Fort Myers Beach, Captiva, got a long road ahead of us. But I want to thank you all, and I want to thank you all the other resorts and hotels that have reached out and asked what they could do to help. We're all in it together.
Yes, ma'am. And I know these are challenging times, but, somebody asked me if this was my worst nightmare, and I said, no, this is 10 times worse than my worst nightmare. But at the end of the day, here we are, and we will find our way. We're here for you, Kari. Thanks for weighing in. Star 2 for the next person, please.
Hey, Tam, this is Jeannie with the Outrigger Beach Resort.
Hello, Jeannie.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing all right.
Good. It's heart-wrenching.
It is.
What I was really looking for is the message that you want us to put out. It's difficult. We've got people that, of course, want to come down and help. We've got people that want to support our employees. We have people that are wanting to know what's happening. And of course, you know, we're at a snail's pace and the rest of the world is much, much quicker. But
of course,
I think truly if we could have a Lee County message, I would be very grateful for that.
I think the challenge, Jeannie, is what applies to one area of Lee County isn't what applies to another area. And some of the areas have rebounded and almost feel normal, if that's possible. And others are months or maybe years away from that point. And I think that's the challenging part of it. What we're trying to do is figure out where things stand with each of you so that we can begin to build that message. And the approach we're looking at is identifying what is available, what is open, and what is available to people, and then that which isn't. For now, our message has been make a donation to this fund, funds stay local, help our hospitality industry. But right now, we're not prepared to accept guests. For some properties, that's going to change very, very quickly. For others, it's going to be a much longer term. So I think that's the challenge. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I wish there was one message that applied to all of us, but I'm not sure that's the case at this moment.
Okay, fair enough. It is. Obviously, it's very exciting to hear that, you know, that Tween is able to put some people up. That is just wonderful news. But I think we're along the lines of Bill's properties at Sandpiper and the Best Western, where it's going to be a little bit longer challenge.
Right.
So we appreciate everything you guys are doing. If you really do have a message that you want us to put out, that it always helps. And thanks again for everything.
We'll keep at it, Jeannie. I promise. We haven't. Very quickly, I feel confident it will be giving you the tools you need.
That's
as soon
wonderful.
As we can make these effective assessments.
All right. All right, dear. Take care.
Thank you. Star 2 to unmute yourself. All right. Next person, if somebody'd like to speak, we're happy to hear what you have to share or any comments you have to make. Well, I appreciate the time you've given us today. I realize we've been on the phone for almost an hour and a half, and I know none of you had an hour and a half to give today, but I really appreciate you taking the time to listen in and talk to us. As I said, we're committed to holding these meetings every Thursday at 9 a.m. to take feedback from you. Just thinking of some of the comments I heard today, some of the challenges you're facing, if you don't mind shooting me an email or a text with that information, I'll try to get that up to our emergency management operations, to county departments that they apply to, and help solve some of those problems for you if I can, or at least share the challenges you're facing with the appropriate department. So my email is tpigott@leegov.com, or my cell number is 239-850-2117. Text works just as good as an email. Whatever's easiest for you. I'm happy to try to help each one of you with the challenges you're facing. That's what my team's here to do. And we look forward to working with you as we dig out of this challenge. But I can't say this without hesitation. I am so grateful to be part of this community and the commitment the people in this community have to it. You inspire each one of us, and your strength is greater than you realize, and I appreciate that. So with that said, we will talk to you again next week. If you need anything in between now and then, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks so much. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.